This is a Mortarbox Media podcast. For more podcasts and to learn how we can help you create your own, visit mortarboxmedia.com.
Welcome once again to Chill Filtered, the podcast where we drink whiskey so you don't have to, but you probably should. On today's episode, we're going to be drinking a great whiskey produced right here in Madison where we do the show. It's from Yahara Bay. It's a limited release 10-year whiskey, and I am looking forward to it. Right now on the screen, you're seeing Yahara Bay's website and their regular whiskey, and we'll get to that more a little later. For now, here's some business. Thank you for tuning in today. Please hit subscribe, leave us a rating and a review. That helps a ton, helps us grow, helps us learn what you like about the show, and maybe what you don't like. If you want to play a bigger part in the show, you can go to patreon.com/chillfiltered. That's the business. Here's the podcast. Cole, my friend, how are you today? It's been a while. I really rushed that one because we're you know, doing video again, and yeah. I had to throw in some extra stuff about that. But yeah, how are you?
I'm well, actually. This week for me ended very nicely.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
You know, in the beginning of the week, I was really worried about a certain exam that I was taking in school.
Yeah.
And let's just say the first time I took the exam, I bombed it. Terrible. Like, more than your average bomb in college. It was like, I did very poorly on this exam, like so much so that I'm like, will I recover from this one exam?
Man, that's rough.
I know. And so I was like, so what I had to do in that class was not only catch up on the things that I wasn't able to get in the first half of the semester, or that first portion, and then I needed to be ready for the second exam.
Yeah.
So that's a lot to catch up on. But then I took the exam on Thursday after stressing and studying and all that. I did pretty well. And, or at least I felt I did pretty well, which is much better than the last time where I felt like, holy crap, I failed that thing. And so that felt pretty good. And then the beauty of finishing that exam was that was my last obligation for the next few days, including like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday even. I really don't have much to like do. So I took the whole weekend off, you know, nice. got to just enjoy myself. So
yeah
so I was really stoked about that. Otherwise, excited. There's a story slam tonight, which I am a big fan of.
Yeah,
and I am looking forward to that. It's my last one.
It's your last one. Yeah. And you've got a you told me a great story, so
yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
Yeah, I hope you do. Yeah. But that's my week. How are you doing? What's your week like?
I'm doing well. Yeah. The beginning of the week wasn't great at work, and then I had a really good day yesterday.
Hey.
Ended the week on a high note, and but plus it's Story Slam this weekend, so like I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
I'm in a good mood, but I'm also like every Story Slam, I get nervous, and I get nervous that nobody's going to show up. Mm. You know, I put a lot of work into that, and like when people don't show up, it's like, okay, well, I did all this for nothing.
Yeah.
But it's not, it doesn't, that's how it feels for at the beginning, but by the end of the night, I'm like, oh, this was great. Absolutely. This is always worth it. I don't know why I ever, you know, feel that way. You know, Story Slam is sponsored by Ale Asylum, and I deal with somebody named Hathaway there, and whenever it's the week of Story Slam, I'll text her on, or I'll email her that Monday morning and say, hey, Story Slam is this Saturday. Is it okay if I come by on Thursday to pick up what we need? And I never hear back from her. And so then Wednesday, I will text her and say, hey, just checking to make sure that Thursday's still cool.
Yeah.
Because I never just want to show up and assume
for sure
that like things are still good.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and usually I will hear back from her Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And so then by Thursday morning this week, I hadn't heard back from her. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
And I was really nervous. I was just like, they've pulled out of their sponsorship and blah, blah, blah. So then Thursday afternoon, I called her and she didn't answer. And so then I'm even more nervous of like, what am I going to do? Like, I have to have beer.
Yeah.
And so then she immediately texted me after she didn't answer and said, I'm so sorry that I haven't gotten back to you. Life's just been crazy.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You're all good for Thursday. So,
oh, great. Yeah.
So then I, you know, I have
six cases of beer in the car right now. They gave me an extra case this month for some reason.
Nice of them.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to have a lot of good drinks and a lot of good stories happening. And
yeah. And I got my friend from Philly coming.
That's right. What's he in town for?
He moved from Detroit to Chicago. And he just wants to visit Madison. And he's like, I want to hit up some cool concert or like a music venue type thing while we're here. I'm like, forget that. Come to Story Slam. And he was like so intrigued. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That's exciting. How's the preparations for Arizona?
In terms of preparation on this side of the Mississippi, even though, yeah, I guess that does count. Because we are on
even
the
though
east
Arizona's
side.
Not on the other oh it is
it is yeah, yeah. It totally is but in terms of stuff on this end, we haven't started packing yet, but we did get
you
an
should
apartment.
Probably get on that
seriously. We have a
that's
month.
Gonna that's gonna
it's
sure
really gonna
but
come
dude, that's
up.
Gonna come no, up before you know it,
yeah,
because you know, with the holidays and everything,
absolutely, and my final
by the time this comes out, we're in the thick of the holidays.
Ooh,
so
oh boy, yeah. And we did get an apartment, and I have a friend out there who I'm connecting with, and he's telling me what sides of town he likes the best and stuff like
yeah.
that. So that's pretty much the big stuff. But you know, we signed a lease already, so, and that'll be for 11 months. It's like, I don't know why in a year, but Heather knows. But then maybe we'll get our own place after that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, talk a little bit. I got to do a little bit of work here.
Yeah. So in terms of today, I wanted to just not go into the history or anything. I just wanted to say I looked all over the internet for a review on this specific release from Yahara Bay. Found nothing. So Yahara Bay, this one's a freebie for you in terms of, you'll finally get a little more publicity on this special release here. So I'm excited to... find out. I haven't even sniffed the whiskey itself yet. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I was just figuring out, because we are recording a lot of these ahead of time because you are leaving us. Our next episode after this is our Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, be looking for that. We want to do something special, and that's what we're planning on.
Yeah.
So we're not going to give it away yet. But
cool.
I think we're exchanging gifts.
That will be
on
part
the
of
episode.
It. I already got yours.
So we'll definitely have to do video for that
so that
people can see that. But I'm excited. Christmas is coming. I'm not a big Christmas fan, to be honest with you. Yeah,
like Christmas season or the day?
The whole week and a half. Maybe
That's
2 weeks.
My favorite thing. I like summer, but I like Christmas.
No, I do not like it.
Were you punched as a kid when it was Christmas time?
I just didn't have great Christmases growing up, to be honest with you. Especially, actually, not so much growing up, but in my mid-teens to mid-20s, mm-hmm. they were all pretty bogus.
That sucks.
So
I had a pretty
traumatic Christmas when I was about 20 years old that kind of tanked it for me.
Were you punched?
No, I wasn't punched.
Did it have to do with parents?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, it has to do with alcoholism.
Yeah,
so
for
that,
sure.
That's fun.
Yeah.
But hey, what do you say we take a quick break? All right, back from break here on Chill Filtered. And as I said, today we're going to be drinking something from Yahara Bay Distillery. It's the limited release 10-year whiskey. It's a small bottle.
Yeah.
Cole, if you want to maybe hold that up to your camera
absolutely.
So people can actually see. You can get closer.
Can I put it on yours?
No, put it on yours, but just hold it close. You were like holding it up against your head. So that is what we're drinking. It's going to be delicious. That's good, Cole. Thank you so much. It's going to be delicious.
Yeah.
But as always, before we drink it, Cole, I would like to know a little bit of the history maybe of Yahara Bay. And if you have, if you can find anything on this one, I'm kind of doubting that
almost
you've found
nothing.
Any info about this specific one. But Cole, without further ado, you take it away.
Yeah. I got this bottle as a gift from a previous boss, the internship I had this summer.
Yeah.
Very nice of him. His name's Justin. Shout out, Justin.
What up, Justin?
What up?
He's not watching.
He might if I give him the old, you got a shout out.
Is that something you do when you shout people out?
Once or twice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But like Trevor, when he supplied our Weller and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the distillery itself, I wrote down some of the facts that I was able to research about it. It's made, of course, in our homeland of Madison, Wisconsin.
My homeland.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. My temporary homeland.
Yeah.
And it's actually a Fitchburg, but that's Madison area for sure. It started by a guy named Nick Quint.
Oh.
Nick Quint. That's hard. Say that five times fast. Nick Quint. Nick. Okay, that's not that bad.
It's not hard.
Early 60s retiree who said, I just want to start a micro distillery. And when he retired, he did it. And only like a year or so before he started, he was like, yeah, I want to do this. And then he made a distillery. And he self-taught in terms of distillation and all that stuff. The distilleries opened over 10 years ago in 2007. They have over 40 products.
Really?
Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. I looked on their website and I saw things like cherry liqueur, and I think they had a gin. And, you know, when you have 40, you probably have a gin.
Yeah.
Yeah, they distribute as far as Miami and Vegas. So that's actually pretty rare in terms of micro distilleries.
Yeah.
Like if I'm trying, like the liquor store I work at, I'm like, hey, can I get this random micro distillery out of this random place? And they're like, probably not. But the fact that Yahara Bay is reaching that far is pretty impressive. And really, they're really proud of their local slash like micro status. And apparently their, distillery has a really cool, like public house room or like area where, you know, people can drink their whiskey and just chill and have a good time and probably get some, bar food and stuff like that. But I actually have a distillery tour, though coupon for them, like
a free
distillery tour with samples at the end.
Very cool.
So we're going to hopefully hit that up before we leave town. And if not, I'll give it to you.
Obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Most labels, not this one, but most labels are signed by the head distiller. I wonder why this one wasn't. The cool thing is, though, is that it's actually on the actual label. It was penned, the bottle number, which is 875, and then the tasting notes, it says 10 year. So, but you can tell if you like put your finger across it, it slightly smears.
Oh.
So this was hand done in terms of that part of the label. But actually, believe it or not, they have a limited release event going on today.
Oh, really?
Right
for this?
Now. No, for another release, you know, post this,
yeah,
of course.
I suppose. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
But yeah, I was like, I was looking up the release or this specific release, and they were like, event today on, you know, November 17th is when we're recording this right now.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. In terms of more details on this specific release, like I said, I couldn't find any reviews. I couldn't find anything even on their website.
And have you tasted this yet?
Never even sniffed it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited to find out, and I hope it can give high praise to this micro distillery, which let's just say how big a deal it is for a micro distillery to have a 10-year bottle when they've been open for 11 years. That is
12
fantastic.
Years.
Yeah, I guess it's coming up on 12. But
Yeah, I suppose. So I'm reading the company history, which I'll put up on the screen here, which this is stuff you just covered. But it was in 2006 that Nick told people that he wanted to come out of retirement. So that,
but then it says 2007 when he opened it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. I was saying that I didn't get that far when I was looking at it. But I mean, it is coming up on 12 because we're, you know.
But a 10-year
for
this little place? That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, the thing is they're doing kind of what we said where, you know, get serious about it.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got a source right away, that's fine. But, like, start doing your own stuff right away, too.
Make
and
it
put
yours.
It, Nick Quint had an idea and of what he wanted. And, you know, he planned for it and he did it. So, yeah, I'm glad. And so I suppose you don't have much else to talk about
I don't. Yeah, but we can really dissect this one in terms of tasting.
Sure. So, as always, before we start tasting, we're going to take another quick break. Back from break here on the podcast, and that's my favorite break because after that break we get to drink, and I am always a fan of that. So hold on, Cole, before you start doing that, I got to make sure you're on camera. You go ahead and open the bottle.
Ooh, that's a good sound so far.
Ooh, that was a really good pop. It was like some suction
and
the pop. It was great.
Not a bad nose,
man. You. You cheater.
I know, I was.
You're such a cheater. So as Cole is pouring and measuring out the whiskey we'll be drinking, mm-hmm. I will just say that looking at the color, you know, in the bottle, it's always such a difference because it's just more concentrated in the bottle. There's more. It looks darker in the bottle, but in the glass, it's a light honey.
Yeah.
Almost like a dark Pilsner, which is still pretty light.
Yeah. No, I would go between honey and Pilsner for sure. Yeah, it's got an orangish amber to it for sure.
Yeah.
Not all like yellow like you'll get in certain scotches and stuff like that. I like the color. I'm going to warm it for a while I talk about it for a little bit.
Sure.
What are you gonna talk about? I know, right? I guess I've ran out of already things. Yeah, Fitchburg, Wisconsin. Yeah, bottle number, as I mentioned earlier, 875. There are no two bottles with that label on it. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that something?
There's what?
There's no two bottles with that exact number on it.
Okay, cool.
That's math.
Why don't you smell it and tell us what you're smelling? I mean, I guess you're trying to warm it.
Wow. I like that. It wasn't like your average. I don't know what kind of whiskey it is. We don't know if it's a bourbon.
Oh, it doesn't
we don't know
say.
It's a rye. It just says limited release whiskey, and it just says tasting notes 10 year. It is 43% alcohol, which is one thing. It comes in a 375, as those video watchers have seen. It's a very small bottle. The first thing on the nose was...
Is a booger.
Yeah, is a booger, and is nose hair. It finished, like the nose has a finish to it. Very sweet. Extremely sweet.
It's really leathery to me.
Yeah. And Yahara Bay has put out certain special releases or limited releases where they say, like, this is a single malt. This has, like, nothing about it besides the fact that it is a whiskey. But it's 10 years, which is kind of cool. Yeah. Do you get that sweet finish on the nose?
Yeah.
Almost grapey. I'm trying to...
Yeah,
it's fruity, very fruity.
To me, it's the kind of it's pretty medicinal, to be honest with you.
Okay,
but it's like a sweet medicinal.
Okay, almost like a grape cough syrup.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
The worst kind.
What?
That's my least
favorite. Are you a cherry guy?
I mean, I don't like cough syrup.
Oh wow.
But grape is pretty bad.
No kidding.
What?
No, I'm joking.
You're an alcoholic, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's not alcohol when it's cough syrup. But
my dad used to keep a thing of cough syrup in his saxophone case when he was in school, when he was a kid.
And just he would chug it.
Yeah, he'd take nips off of it. He'd like put his head down into his case like he was getting something and he'd take a nip.
And he'd blame it if he was caught on his cough?
I don't know.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Probably.
Like, why are you drinking so much cough syrup? Oh, my cough's getting worse.
I had a friend who had a really bad sinus infection.
Yeah.
And he was taking cough syrup because he was coughing a lot too. And he would just pull it straight from the bottle. And in a very short period of time, he drank the entire thing.
Yeah.
And you get high.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did I ever tell you that if I drink NyQuil, I get nightquares? You ever heard of that phrase?
Nightquares?
They're like nightmares that are influenced by just drinking NyQuil or like taking NyQuil.
I've never heard that phrase in my life.
The worst dreams ever. I just have these like these psychotic dreams where I just am just everything's convinced and it's like half dream, half awake. I basically become like a paranoid schizophrenic when I like.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Very bad stuff.
Ashley and I both had dreams this week that her grandpa was alive.
Uh-huh.
And on the same night, actually.
Wow.
And she had a dream that he was alive, but he was dying.
Uh-huh.
And I had a dream where he was dead and we were at his funeral, which for some reason was being held in the house that I grew up in, in the side yard outside.
Wow.
And he was sitting in a lawn chair.
Yeah.
That's instead of in a casket, like they had him in a lawn chair.
And he like woke up.
He starts moving.
Whoa.
And Ashley's uncle's name is Frank. And I was like, Frank. He's like, what? I'm like, Papa is moving. Moving.
Yeah.
And Frank's like, what? And I said, he's moving. He's waking up. And like Frank turned around and everyone was like, what is going on? No, it was not like a joyous thing. It was like, what? It was so weird. But the weirdest thing is that like the next morning that Ashley was like, oh, I had a dream that Papa was alive. And I was like, what?
That's interesting.
So I don't know if we share some weird psychic connection now that we've been married for 4.5 years.
That's what happens after 4.5.
Actually, you know what? Today is the day that Ashley and I met 5 years ago.
No way. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, 5 years.
Anyway. That's enough about
that.
You go for that drink.
So I took I warmed it up while we were talking, actually, and it is really interesting. There's nothing like this. It reminds me of Stranahan's, but all sweeter. Right. No, I mean that. Like, very sweet. I'm really intrigued to see what this tastes like, so I'm going to go for it.
You just said you were going to drink it, and then you sat there and talked about it some more.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Cole? You're swishing it around in your mouth. When you put it in your mouth, does it get thicker?
It didn't get thicker, but we'll see where the ice brings it. It's pleasant. No, and I mean that.
That is like,
I still don't know how
what
to
a cop out.
No, I still
that
don't
either
know
means
to,
you hated it and you're trying to be nice.
No. No, I wouldn't say it's pleasant if it was I hated it. I would say like, it's different and stuff. No, I like it, but there's the nose, that grapey taste, I imagine there's some barley in here. And that's how usually when you get that very fruity, you might have a nice malted barley going down, or even non-malted. What are you thinking? Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Do you like it, though?
Yes, I like it. It's pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
It almost is like minty. Are you getting
it's
that at
herbal.
All? Yes, that is the word that I'm like aromatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely got some herbal, but I like it.
It's got the herb.
It's got the herb. Herbal essences.
Do you remember those commercials where it was like, I've got the urge to herbal.
Yeah, I do. The herbal essences. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's got the urge.
So we both got some drops in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how much this is going to do to it. It was already pretty
mild.
It's
pretty light. I mean, 86 proof. But yeah, it didn't. You know how we sometimes you go for a drink, but
I'm smelling it.
Okay, I'm drinking. Ooh, the nose. It's about the same, but it's definitely
just
brighter.
Less intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, less strong. Yeah, we don't get those little swirly swirls that we can get when sometimes we add a little, but the ice will really be the tell of the swirly swirl.
Yeah.
I bet it is chill filtered, but we'll find out.
Maybe we will. I'm just going to copy everything you say. How's that second drink? Or I guess the first drink with the drops in it.
It's not bad. It's not better. That sweetness left. I don't get really that strong, grapey. There's a little bit of oak there, but not overwhelming.
I actually think there's a lot of oakiness to it.
Yeah, I was listening to another podcast where some people see oakiness as grapiness. And sometimes that can be a transfer. At least,
really?
Yeah, one person I was listening to was like, sometimes when I taste oak, the other person tastes grapiness, which is cool.
But how do they know that that's what they're interchangeable?
Because every time there's a strong oak, the other person says it's very grapey.
Hmm.
Yeah. But otherwise, if the oak is less, they'd be like, I don't really taste that grapiness. So, I mean, very well might be a correlation.
Yeah.
But it might be a causation. You know what I mean? I'm going to actually put an ice cube in.
Drop a cube.
So what did you, I mean, like comparatively, how would you compare the a cube?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm sorry that I'm making you do this for me.
I gotta grab one of these bottom ones.
There's always stuck together.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We got.
How did you compare? Yeah, the just water to the neat.
Neat was better.
Oh, we are getting some swirlies with the ice. You liked neat better. I liked it. Oh yeah, neat as well better.
I thought neat was a more robust flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with the couple of drops, it was kind of lost it for me.
Yeah. We are getting little swirlies, and the nose still got that fruitiness. You know, it is, we can only assume it is a quote American whiskey, which is basically the only rule to be an American whiskey is it has to be a whiskey and it's not anything else. You know, it's not like a bourbon or anything. What you got a interesting reaction to that one.
It's
good. Thicken in your mouth?
No, but you know what? It's completely different than it's been, and I actually really like it.
It a little bit thickened.
Oh, did it for you?
Yeah.
It's kind of reminded me of taking a 12-volt battery in. Is that what that is?
Like a D battery or whatever.
Is that right? Where you can stick it on your tongue?
Yeah, 9-volt.
That's 9-volt, yeah. That's kind of what it reminded me of. Both the taste and the kind of reaction to it.
I like this. Yeah. It's light, though, but it's very pleasant. Oh, I wish I had better notes than that, though. Still got a little herbalness, but a lot more sweet than herbal on the ice.
It's very pleasant.
I could drink that with ice. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I liked it best with ice.
Mm-hmm. Samesies.
And you're right. It still has a little bit of that aromatic herbal. Mm-hmm.
Especially on the finish.
Yes.
On the afterbirth.
On the afterbirth.
On the placenta.
As we call it in the biz.
In the biz. As you all should call it, listeners. Enjoyed that more than I thought I would. And a 10-year is nothing to, you know, bat an eyelash at. Is that the phrase?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I could drink that, and I would drink that with ice more than I would neat.
What rating would you give this?
Not too high.
Yeah.
But I was impressed by it. I would give it a 6.9. 6.8.
Okay.
Yeah.
You? Yeah, probably a 6.2.
Nice.
6.3.
No, I respect that.
Somewhere on there.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was really good. And I'm proud of them that they have a 10-year.
Straight up.
Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, in their first 2 years,
yeah,
they put together what would be a 10-year, which is impressive to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So.
We are way early.
Way early. This will be one of our shortest.
So I actually do have an article for Whiskey World News that may take a little while longer. Okay. Do we have anything else to say about the whiskey?
Proud of you guys, Yahara Bay. Welcome. You know, it's great to have a cool local distillery that's actually making great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then usually at this point we say what we're drinking next week, but we're not revealing it because
that's Christmas.
It's Christmas episode.
But so then the one after
it's
that.
It's going to be a surprise special one. Yeah. The one after that is what?
Is Macallan Edition number 1.
Awesome.
Yeah.
A scotch. I can't wait again.
It's a Highland. You like Highland.
I know. I'm just being a
you
tool.
You love Highlands.
Hey, Cole, you know what time it is?
What time?
It's time for Whiskey World News. Welcome back. Welcome to Whiskey World News.
What is wrong, Adam?
You were on camera still. Oh, was I? And so you were like, so for people listening, we are recording video of this. And if you'd like to see the video, you can head to patreon.com/chillfiltered. That is the only place where you can see the full video podcast. Yep. And you can see Cole just now pretending to play the guitar.
Even though it was a lap steel, which doesn't look like what I was doing.
Well, actually, it's not a lap steel.
Oh, guitar. I thought you said it was a lap steel.
It's not. I've just let you believe
that. You've
been
lying to me this
whole
time.
Yeah. It's a slide steel guitar.
Oh, gotcha. So did he have the slide thing?
Yes.
Okay, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not lap.
I mean, it's not pretty much the same thing. You would get a way different sound out of a lap steel guitar.
Okay.
You just would. So I'm sorry that I've broken your trust today. You look pretty upset, actually.
What else have you lied to me about?
I've broken Cole.
So
what are we doing?
Are we even friends?
What are we doing
now? Did you lie to me about that? Read your news.
It's time for Whiskey World News. The part of the show where we take an article off the internet and read it and talk about it. And it's not written by us. We're not claiming that we are the writer of this article. We want to give the credit where it's due. So today we're looking at Mashable.com. And it is written by Morgan Sung. And I chose this article because I want to maybe give you guys some ideas of, you know, Christmas is coming. You know, from this episode, Christmas is 1 week and 1 day away. Cole, are you broken right now?
No.
You're just staring.
You're talking about Christmas?
Yeah.
Go on.
What's going on?
I have no idea. No. I'm not like hurt or anything. I'm just zoned out for a second.
Yeah, you really were. Cole, do you have your shopping done for Christmas yet?
Not at all, but I do have a budget for that, so that's the good news. We save all year, We, you know, set aside a certain amount of a paycheck and then just say, by this time, we'll have this much money and then we'll be able to blow it all on gifts for friends and family.
That's really smart. Like I every year at Christmas time, as I'm trying to scrounge up money to buy gifts.
Christmas scramble.
I always think, you know, I should really just save, put aside some money every month.
Yeah.
And then I never do that.
It's hard. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's hard to you know, it, just every time to do that. I actually, there's a really cool website that I like, and it's called smartypig.com, and it's goal-based savings bank, basically.
Yeah, so I have that stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
I use Capital.
Yeah.
But yeah.
With the Q? Or
yeah. Yeah. But the thing is that, you know, I've got those savings set up, and then it's like, well, I need this money right now.
Yeah.
I can't wait to actually do it. So again, this is from Mashable.com, written by Morgan Sung. I think that's how you say the person's name. And since it's Christmas and we're a whiskey podcast, or Christmas is coming up, maybe you are listening thinking, what can I get my whiskey loving friend for Christmas? And so the title of the article is 9 gifts for whiskey lovers that aren't those damn whiskey stones. And listeners, if you want to see the article, you can go find it. But video viewers, as you can see on the screen right now, the article's up. And the first thing, well, let's read a little bit first. What do you get a whiskey lover for the holidays? Whether a distant uncle or your more cultured than you older sister, if your loved one is a fan of whiskey, chances are they've been gifted countless weird stones over the years.
Yes.
How many whiskey stones can one person really use? At some point, they're probably tired of getting literal rocks for Christmas. Here are 9 gifts that aren't those whiskey stones to give the whiskey drinker in your life. Number 1 is a decanter with a boat inside.
A boat, nice. Like one of those like bottle or ship in a bottle kind of things.
Yeah. Here, since I'm looking at the computer, you can follow along on my phone here.
Ooh, that's nice. Is that glass?
It looks like glass. Yeah, yeah. And she writes, you know those gifts that you consider just keeping for yourself? This is one of them. Decant your whiskey with the help of this adorable little ship in a bottle.
Yeah.
You can even request a custom engraved plaque for all your nautical whiskey adventures. It's $135 on Etsy. Number 2 is whiskey flavored toothpicks. Minty Fresh is so 2017. Up your toothpick game with these whiskey flavored toothpicks that even come tucked into their own leather pouches. It's classy and hygienic.
That's funny.
I don't think I'm going to read everything that she writes about thing. Yeah, it's $36.75.
I wonder for how many.
On Etsy. Sip Dark on Etsy. It doesn't look like a lot.
Nah.
You're paying mostly for the leather,
I think. It looks like a cool little leather.
Number 3, we've got a Globe bar cart. You know, I've seen these in movies and things like that, and they always look cool, but they're so impractical.
They are.
I would never get one of those.
Yeah, where like you hide the whiskey or the glasses within the
globe. Yeah. That's $213 on Amazon. Number 4 is Ron Swanson glasses. were you a Parks and Rec fan? Are you a current Parks and Rec fan?
I've seen the first season and enjoyed it. Not enough to keep watching.
You've only seen the first season?
I think I watched part of the second season.
I am disappointed in you.
I have better shows like Arrested Development and stuff.
Yeah.
Comedy.
You should really watch the entire thing of Parks and Rec.
Does it get better?
Cole, what's number 5?
Number 5 is a barrel-aged whiskey-scented candle, from PF Candle Company.
Price $11 to $28.
I don't trust scented candles, but we'll discuss later.
Oh. All right, what's up on 6?
Number 6 is a ring made from a whiskey barrel. That is cool. I wonder how they did that.
Oh, as a jewelry maker.
Yeah, it looks like an inlay as well with a little bit of crushed green and white Amazonites stones with ebony inlaid. I could have made that.
Oh, yeah, easily. Easily.
Yeah, it's
number 7 is...
A price for $155? Yeah, I could make money off of that.
An elegant flask is number 7.
Such elegant.
It's like a rose gold flask.
And you can get it engraved for extra personalization.
You can. I wouldn't call it an elegant flask. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting like a nice
flask.
Yeah.
But they're expensive and hard to find, the kind that like I'm actually looking for. Ooh, number 8 intrigues me.
Yeah.
Irish whiskey chocolate truffles.
You ever had or whiskey chocolate truffles?
No.
Dude, at Buffalo Trace Distillery, they have pecan truffle things that have whiskey on the inside, and it's amazing.
I bet. These are $8 for a $2, $4, $6, $8, $10 for 10 chocolates.
Not a bad price.
Not a bad idea
price.
Number 9, the penultimate gift is a private distillery tour in Ireland.
And you can get a quote.
Are you made of money?
Yeah.
Struggling to find what to give your loved one for Christmas?
Who has everything already.
They like whiskey.
Yeah.
Why don't you set up a private distillery tour in Ireland?
Pay for their flight as well.
Cole, what's your favorite gift on that list?
On that list, like what I would like to receive?
Yeah.
I kind of like that decanter with the boat inside, but yeah. I also don't think many other ones are super practical, but I do like a nice flask every now and then.
What about you? I like the whiskey flavored toothpicks.
Ooh.
I think that's actually a pretty good idea.
Notable as I go into this Christmas season. How much were they? They were like 35 or whatever?
It says $36.75.
What? I don't love you that much. I already got you some.
Yeah, I know. So I'll ask you this, but I don't want you to give away anything.
Okay.
What would you buy the whiskey lover in your life? Or maybe a better question is, what would you want as a whiskey lover?
I know what I
want. Not just from this list. I know what you want, too. Yeah. You want those glasses.
I do want those glasses. So there's a Norlan. I think it's Norlan. They have glasses, and they're called the Rock, with R-A-U-K. What are they called? Rock Heavy Tumblers. And they are classy-looking glasses. And actually, I had a person buy... The best whiskey gift I've ever gotten was... what's that company? They make crystal glasses, and they're like a classy company.
They're so classy.
No, they're like a British glass, like a crystal company, and I'm blanking on the name of it. But my father-in-law got me some of them from an antique store, and they're the classiest glasses you've ever drank from.
We've got the Rock Heavy Tumbler on the screen right now.
Yeah.
It's an uncompromising crystal tumbler for savoring whiskey on the rocks.
So
it's meant for whiskey with ice in it.
It's true. Or for muddling, they even mention.
Yeah.
But they look so cool, and they're mathematically geometric and stuff. And
the Rock Heavy Tumbler is the meeting point of advanced digital design.
Amen.
Inventive production techniques and the intimate whiskey ritual.
Yes.
Taking its name from the old Scottish word for rock, the glass has been developed for whiskey drinkers who prefer their spirit chilled, whether with an ice sphere or simply on the rocks. And for those who revel in the crafted cocktail, the tumbler features a core innovation. Inside the glass lies an array of extruded chevrons radiating from the center, which serve to provide friction points for gripping ingredients used in muddled drinks. Circumventing the ornamentation of traditional cut crystal, the entire surface of the tumbler, inside and out, is born in a single binding moment of machine pressing the molten crystal into a complex 5-part mold. The result is a pure expression of material and form that somehow feels not of this time, with geometric facets and edges blending organically into curved surfaces that fascinate the eyes and play with the senses of touch.
It's epic.
They're trying to make it more epic than it is.
But I didn't even care about the words. The way it looks is amazing. And I figured out the name of the company that my father-in-law bought me. It's Waterford.
Your father-in-law bought you a company?
No, he did buy me partial.
Yes.
What they make, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Waterford Crystal. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they were the classiest glasses, but almost as classy as the Norlan Rock Heavy Tumbler.
How many glasses have you lost here?
lost.
When you've left glasses here and...
Oh, three by this point? I bring them over to Adam's place and then they break them.
Well, not on purpose.
Yeah, for sure.
There's always an accident, like while we're washing dishes, well, it gets pushed off the edge.
You texted me that one time, you're like, don't bring any more glasses. Ashley breaks them or something, yeah, or like hates them or something. I'm like,
I said, apparently Ashley hates your glasses. Uh-huh. And he said, why? And I said, well, she's broken three.
Yeah. And I'm like, on purpose?
No, it's always on accident. Yeah. So, if I was going to buy,
yeah, please let me know.
A whiskey love or something. I don't know. Maybe the better question is what would I want?
Yeah. What do you want? You want exactly what I bought you.
Yes, that's right. I don't know. Honestly, whiskey.
Yeah.
You know good. What I mean? Like,
good thing. Sure. Keep going.
The accessories are one thing, but like, I don't know. If somebody's wanting to buy me something for Christmas because I like whiskey, like, just get me whiskey.
Yeah.
But if they have some whatever about like they won't buy alcohol, like maybe.
Who wouldn't?
I would say a flask. I want a really nice flask.
So here's a question about flasks. Do you like them smooth and metallic?
Yeah.
You don't like them like crinkle, you know what I mean? Like with designs in them. Or do you like it like that one that was very like shiny?
I want chrome shiny.
Cool.
Good to know. So, but like as shiny as possible.
Nice.
You know, I don't want like that muted chrome.
Yeah,
like
don't give me the brushed chrome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah,
that's cool.
So again, next week's episode is our Christmas episode, and it's going to be wonderful. Maybe we'll sing some songs together. Yeah. Probably not. But we are going to have something special, and we're going to be exchanging gifts. So be looking for that if you're watching video, and keep your ear to the ground for that if you're listening to the podcast.
And your nose to the grindstone.
Sure. That's fine. If that's what you want to say, yeah, that's fine.
That's what I want to say.
Say what you want to say.
Is that Mayor, say
what,
John Mayer?
I think it's say what you need to say, but yeah, whatever.
Go on.
I'm just killing time because we
have. Are we still below? Have we broken 40 minutes?
42 minutes right now. We're 41 and 43 seconds. So,
I hope you're okay with that amount of time.
No, and I hope that you're okay with something.
And I hope that our love of spirits.
No, not yet.
Keep going.
You can't do it while I'm talking.
Sure.
It's got to be a clean line.
So let's start over.
I'll definitely let you do it today, but you can't start it while somebody else is talking. But I have been thinking, we got to get out of the habit of going back and forth with, I hope this, I hope that, I hope, and then it's just taking it away from me.
Yeah.
Like it sounds, it's we already
should,
corny.
We should go through seasons of new catchphrases.
No.
No.
No, I like my catchphrase. Sorry.
Wait, but like, oh, but like, okay. Heading up to the catchphrase.
Instantly, you come up with a catchphrase right now for our podcast.
Pancakes or Spanky?
That has nothing to do with our podcast.
Yeah. Whiskey. It's what's with dinner. I don't know.
It's not about the podcast.
It would be chill filtered because sometimes you Hennigan's Scotch.
Because so if I had to come up with a new one, it would be something like, I hope your experience was as smooth as today's whiskey.
Okay. Don't get drunk on our podcast because it's that good.
Oh, wow.
No, I'll think about it later and I'll think of something cool and I'll text you and you'll be like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. I think we're going to stick with the catchphrase I came up with.
Yeah, sure.
What is that catchphrase, Cole?
I hope that our love of spirits lifted yours.